Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Just In Time. On today's episode of Just In Time, we're just going to talk about being parents of twins. I got JC in the studio with me, who came in. He's a father of twin girls who's six. So JC, introduce yourself.
Well, how you guys doing? My name is JC, a brother from Dallas, Texas, graduate of Carter High School, attendee of Grambling State University. And like he said, father of two beautiful twin six-year-old girls. It's pretty much going on 30.
All right. He said going on 30. I can understand that. And so for all you listeners out there, you know, I have twins who are just turned 15 as of December 19th. And so we have different type of experience. So we just go dive into that. So my first question to you, JC, is, so how does it feel to be a father of twins?
Well, it was a very complex feeling, I'll be honest with you, when it first happened. When we found out that we were pregnant, you know, most people, you know, okay, cool, we're pregnant. Well, once we get to the hospital, you know, once we get to the doctor and it's that day to find out, you know, theoretically what's going on, the doctor said their heartbeats are doing good. And said there. You know, that's plural. You know, so I said, so, you know, it's something multiple going on. And Doc was like, yeah, man, you know, you're having twins, you know, and that's pretty much what the numbers are reading and so forth and so forth. And so, you know, we had a couple of weeks where, you know, that went by and then it was time to figure out, you know, what you was having, you know, and Doc came into the room and said, well, you know, you from what it's looking like, you know, both your girls are going to be doing pretty fine. I said, girls? Both?
Both girls. So, you know, like, this is every guy question. So when you find out you was having twins, did your heart have, like, did you kind of want to have, like, a girl boy or?
Yeah. That's kind of what the whole thing is wanting a. Actually, you being a man, you want two boys.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, let's just be honest. You want two boys. Then you actually start putting stuff into, you know, into perspective. Okay, well, Lord, it's blessing me with a boy and a girl.
Okay.
And then you find out you're having two girls.
That's a different type of experience.
Yeah, that's a different type of experience. And, you know,
so change your whole mindset,
It does change your whole mindset. And to have that at the end of the day, I think you said something earlier before we got on air. Your kids are healthy.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's all you wanted.
Yeah.
You just wanted them to be healthy. As my grandmother said, 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mine too.
You know, so.
She echoed that message.
Yeah, that's all you wanted, 10 fingers and 2 toes. So.
Okay. So, you know, with having twins, the one thing I understand is having a support system. And so how do you feel? Or do you have a support system, and how do you feel about a support system and the importance of it?
It's major. I think not having a support system, speaking on that for maybe 30 seconds, is how a lot of people build their character and self-esteem.
Okay.
The single mother, I don't want to say syndrome.
Okay.
But the single mother syndrome that goes on, I think that's what makes a lot of mothers so strong, is because they don't have that support system. I'm blessed to have a support system on both sides.
Yes, sir.
Mother and father on my side, mother and father on her side.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, that support system is not even 5 minutes from each other.
Okay.
So to have grandparents within a 2-mile radius of each other, I mean, a lot of people don't have that.
Okay.
You know, period.
So you would definitely say that it's strong.
And
it's important.
Yeah. If you have it, yeah. Yeah, because it allows you. My sister has two kids now.
Okay.
She doesn't have twins, but she has two kids, a 4-year-old girl and a 2-year-old son. Yeah. Okay. 4-year-old girl and a 2-year-old son. And she's still, what I would say, her and her husband are still young, 32.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
different type of experience.
So they're still out here trying to experience life, have fun, do this, and the support that they have just to be able to drop their kids where they need to, when they want to.
Okay.
A lot of people don't have that. And if people had that, I think a lot of things, you know, I think a lot of people would be, you know, fulfill a lot of more dreams that they had, you know.
Okay, that's good, man. And so, like, my twins are fraternal. Mm-hmm. They was born, so my daughter was born at 901. My son was born at 903, so 2 minute gap. So what's the difference as far as your twins in the timeline when they was
born? 913 and 914, okay. 36.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's close.
Yeah.
So what are some of the similarity that you look for, that you see in your kids, like your twins, and then some of the difference as far as the two girls? They're six, right?
Yeah, they're six. One thing I do see that's different in them now that they have their own personalities.
Okay.
Women around, your women listeners are like this. They like to wear their own shoes.
Yes, sir.
You know, they're to that point now. Well, yeah, they're rock the same thing. But Layla wants to rock these boots.
Okay.
Lauren wants to rock these flats.
Okay.
Okay, fine. They can do that now, you know, because I think they're starting to understand. And one thing I want them to understand is that they're their own person.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes,
so. Sir.
So, you're married?
Yes.
Okay. So, even when you're married, there's a such thing called the co-parent system. Because, once again, you got to lean on each other. What are some of the elements of co-parenting having twins?
Understanding.
Okay. That's big.
And to be honest with you, you need to put that in big time caps,
yeah.
Bold, italicize it, because everything else falls underneath it.
Already.
Period.
Okay.
You know, there will be nothing to expand, because if it starts with understanding, I had a friend of mine that always says, things left unsaid are better yet understood.
Okay. Okay.
So
being a father twin, this is a question people always ask me. They said, John, we see you out there doing a lot of things, you know, your kids part of. And they asked him, what do you do for yourself? So, you know, to a dad, someone who also in the same category of having twins, and always doing things for your kids, what do you do for yourself?
I'm active. I have plenty of hobbies. I've been coaching AAU basketball now for about 6, 7, 8 years, depending on how you want to count that. I've been in education for over 13 years. So I have outside interests, outside responsibilities, that are very, important to me. Like I said, I do have two, but they're six.
Okay.
I've been coaching since before they were born.
Okay.
You know, so I had kids.
So you've been a mentor.
Right.
No,
right,
mentorship.
Right.
Like, this is just a little bit different because these are
your kid.
Biological kids.
Right. Okay. Right. Right.
Okay. So, you know, another thing that's important is, you know, like my kids are 15. So, of course, my young lady, my daughter, Sky, is dating or they talking about dating. And my son, you know, say they have friends. So, you know, as you, a father of six of two girls, you know, is that something that you already planning in your head, you know, how you go approach that, you know, when it comes to dating?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I've thought about that, to be honest with you. At the end of the day, to be honest with you, that's a very powerful subject, because that subject can go either way in today's society.
Yes, it can.
And, I am a Christian man.
Yes, sir.
I will say, your girl having daughters, I'll be honest with you, I feel as if the Lord blessed me with daughters because of what and who he felt I was as an adolescent and a young man.
Okay.
And I really believe that's not to say that's how you get your kids. That's how I believe I got mine.
Okay.
You know, yes, that's sir. How I got mine. And I really want to school them, not even say school, but just educate them in, first off, who they are, who their parents are, mm-hmm. who their family is, and then let them go from there.
Okay. Okay. You mentioned something about when I talked about co-parenting, even though you married, you still have a co-parenting type of relationship. But you said understanding, but what about communication?
Dealing with a spouse?
Yeah, dealing with spouse and dealing with being parenting of twins. Because you grew up being parenting different than she grew up.
Exactly.
And so how do y'all have, I remember back when my twins was young, I changed them and then come out after changing them, come out dressed, and they mom have changed them into something different. Mm-hmm. And I remember knowing how that made me feel. Mm-hmm. Have you had any type of encounters like that?
No, I pretty much allow my wife to do what she does as a woman for them.
Okay.
I'm a man.
Yes, sir. To protect her.
Right. So I'm going to allow her to be the woman. Now, if I had two sons, this whole conversation probably would be different.
Okay.
But she's a woman. She knows how to be a woman.
Okay.
Just like you said, not so much say protector, but counselor.
Okay.
Yes, overseer. Sir.
Okay.
Not an ambassador. Well, you can't say an ambassador because I want to promote them.
Yes, sir.
But at the same time, allow them to be them. You know, and that's what I was saying about allowing them to kind of structure themselves with, you know, especially coming into out of elementary school, into middle school, into high school. They need to have some form of structure of basic what's going on around them.
Yes, sir.
So that they know and understand what, not say what's right and what's wrong dealing with what we're dealing with today, but who they are.
Okay. Okay. And that's important. And, and to go back to who they are, you talked on saying, you know, you're a Christian man.
Mm-hmm.
And so to just go a little bit deeper, what is so important as far as making sure your kids, your two girls know the religion and know God? Is that a priority on your religion?
Major.
It's okay. And so what you're saying, a major. So you were taught a different way by your parents about God in the book.
Right.
So is that the same way you go to teach your two girls, or you go try to elaborate a little different on the type of world they live in now?
Elaborate more, but in the same structure.
Okay.
You know, within the same structure, because what's wrong with the structure we had? It got us to where we are right now.
I agree.
Yeah, it built us into the people that we are now, the philosophies that we believe right now.
I know. I only realized that because so many people are trying to rewrite the Bible.
People say they don't like the Bible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's just like I tell people, I'm gonna serve God before I serve man or material.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to know your opinion on that.
Mm-hmm.
So education. So is that a big push that you make in your girl's life?
Yeah.
When I say education, let me elaborate. So my daughter was real strong in the beginning for my son.
Mm-hmm.
And so my son was a premier, not to make excuse, but he was. Not a premier, he had issues coming up.
Well, mine was premier, so 314 and 313.
So, but my daughter carried my son in school, and we started noticing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to separate classes. Is that something that you look for, or something going forward? Are you going to keep them in the same class throughout middle school, elementary, high school?
We actually started them in pre-K 3 separate.
Okay.
We wanted to see how they would react to other kids by themselves.
Build their own personality, have their own friends.
Right, yes, right.
So that's very important.
Right,
to
your
future dads of twins, make sure your twins build their own friends, have their own relationship with people.
They actually did that at pre-K 3 and pre-K 4.
Okay.
Where they were in separate classes. Once they hit kindergarten this year, they're in class together.
Okay.
And I was very eager to see them in class together because I wanted to see the attitudes of this is my sister.
Exactly.
Team
building.
Exactly. And
two body, one name.
Yeah, because they both share the same last name. So we're not going to talk about anything different, you know. Actually them even saying, you know, this is my sister or I'm your sister, you know, and I'm seeing the oldest one. We actually had Donuts for Dad not too recently. and go through the line. And the oldest one sees one of her friends, who's, by the way, is a young Hispanic girl. Uh-huh. And I was very happy to see that. You know, very happy to see that. And she actually asked, she said, "Dad, can we go sit by?" I forgot the baby's name, but she said, "Can we go sit by her?" I'm like, "Yeah. Yeah." You know, her sister didn't object. You know, she just went where we sat. But yes, that sir. Was the oldest friend.
Yes, sir.
And
so, showing leadership.
Yeah. And I was quite happy to see that.
That's good. Before we close, I just want to touch on and ask you right now, if you were sitting around and if you had a future guy who was about to be a father of twins and his life was about to change, his experience was about to change, what would be some of the advice that you would share with a young man who's maybe in the future, who's going to have twins that they can take away from this show and they can really use it to make sure they lever themselves and transition into a life that are somewhat being, you know, understanding and for them to be successful?
That goes twofold. For the brother who doesn't have a support system, and I'll be honest with you, with the support system I've had, it will be a struggle. It will be something dealing with perseverance that a lot of men will find out if they're actually built for it. I will say this, my wife, when she had him, she went through postpartum. And when we got home with him, there were some times where she just couldn't even fathom the fact that there were two souls sitting right here looking at him. So what does that mean? You have to do it. I've had instances where I had to feed them both. I had to put them, you know, put them down for nap, both. And that's when, you know, that's when we
first got. It can be definitely draining.
It's beyond draining. It's beyond draining.
But it's definitely a reward.
It's beyond a blessing.
Yes, sir.
It's beyond a blessing once you see them get to a certain age. For the brother who does have that support, rock your support system. Rock your support system. Even if your support system gets on your nerves dealing with other topics, rock your support system.
I mean, I sit here and I agree. I second that because if it wasn't for my mom, if it wasn't for a handful of people who I could trust that are always there for my kids and making sure my kids don't drop the ball. And so, yeah, the support system definitely is important. Man, once again, thank you, JC, for coming on this morning and sharing your experience as a father of twins, man. Like I said, I know it's sometimes overbearing, and sometimes it's so drainful. And you know, people ask us, "Well, what when you have time to do things for yourself?" And but thank you for sharing your insight. Before we close, if there's any last advice that you want to share, please share now.
Oh man, just do what we do on a daily. Support who you need to support, and just live life for what it is every day. You know, that's it, man.
Hey, man. Thank you again. Hey, this is Justin Time coming to you on a Tuesday morning. Y'all be blessed out there. Thank you again for listening and support Justin Time. Until I can be back and you hear me again, be blessed.